also. See lowsforpros.com or the Pro Desk.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Dallas Keuchel's scoreless streak against the Yankees is done at 14 innings. In Game 5 of the ALCS on ESPN Radio, New York has a 2-0 lead bottom five. Aaron Judge, RBI double. Greg Bird singled in a run. Dodgers have a chance to complete the sweep and knock out the Cubs in Game 4 of the NLCS. Los Angeles has been flawless so far against Chicago, points out ESPN's Aaron Boone.
They continue to get quality at-bats up and down the order. They continue to get contributions, not only from the stars in their lineup, but guys on the bench as well, and the bullpen. This year, it is now a championship caliber pen. They have all kinds of great pieces to set up ahead of Kenley Jansen.
Alex Wood against Jake Arrieta. Coverage of Game 4 in an hour on ESPN Radio. Red Sox interviewed former Twin skipper Ron Gardenhire for their managerial vacancy. In an exclusive interview with ESPN's Jay Billis, former Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino reiterated he had no knowledge of an alleged payment made by an assistant coach to the family of a high-profile recruit, citing a lie detector test. Billis's entire interview with Pitino follows tonight's NBA doubleheader on ESPN TV. Celtics coach Brad Stevens says Gordon Hayward will soon have surgery on his fractured and dislocated tibia. No timetable, though, given for Hayward's possible return. NFL Colts quarterback Andrew Luck got a cortisone shot to relieve inflammation in his surgically repaired right shoulder. He'll stop throwing for the time being. 3 days after signing with Oakland, linebacker Navarro Bowman expected to make his Raiders debut tomorrow night.
Finally, there's a better way to buy travel. It's Upside.com. Now you can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars. Free! Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR News now.
Big announcement over the weekend for 2018 and the Furniture Row Racing number 78 driven by Martin Truex Jr. They are going to have a co-sponsorship for 30 races with Bass Pro Shops and 5-Hour Energy in addition to their regular Furniture Row dollars coming in.
Yeah, I think, for me, just proud today to be part of this team, to see the excitement of Johnny and Risa and represent two great, visible, successful companies and really just excited for everybody on this team, for Barney, for Joe, for all the hard work over the years to put this all together and finally come to a point where, the car is fully funded and everybody's having a great time and having success on the racetrack. So hopefully we just, do these guys proud. We'll do a great job on the racetrack and deliver and, continue down the road of being successful here.
And here's the team owner, Barney Visser.
Well, it's not often I think that you can get two sponsors to work together as well as what we have 5-Hour and Bass Pro doing here. These two companies have been really strong supporters of ours, and they had an opportunity with the artwork that was done, and I think you'll see a little bit of that later, to increase their exposure overall with the same spend that they had. And I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. We are very excited.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
6:05, welcome back in. Hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn underway. Gary Sanchez has hit a solo home run in the Bronx, and that means the Yankees are now on top 3-0 on top of the Astros. They will go up 3-2 in that best-of-7 series if the score holds, and then it would be back to Minute Maid Park where the Astros would need to win games 6 and 7 in order to return to the World Series for just the 2nd time in that franchise's history. White Sox fans remember the first time that Houston made it to the postseason. Great show today in the book so far. Remember, we've still got that $30 La Cantina gift card to give away. LaCantina319.com is the website. And check them out. Not only are there 3 locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood, but you can also keep them in mind for your next business meeting, family get-together, or even tailgate. Yes, La Cantina does catering. Plenty more to get to today on the program, including right now, the 6 o'clock showdown. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2. And on the line tonight, a pair of tickets to see Hairball live at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, Saturday, November 18th, with their special guests, the Large Midgets. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 for the 6 o'clock showdown, and we'll find out who our contestants are coming up in just a little bit. If you're just joining the program today, big news for Iowa State Wrestling. They picked up a commitment today. It was media day for the UNI men's basketball team. Ben Jacobson and the Panthers, we had a great conversation with Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, in hour number 2, Bennett Cook, Clint Carlson, Wyatt Lowhouse. Expectations very high for the Panthers, who have been predicted by some media outlets to win the Missouri Valley this season. And don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you never know. Iowa State Media Day was yesterday in Ames. Could be an interesting rebuilding year for Steve Prohm, although it should be noted that he said he's extremely confident, Alex, that Iowa State is going to get back to the NCAA tournament for the 7th consecutive season.
That would take one heck of an effort for them to do that. They lose so much, and as we just chatted with Brent Bloom about, there's so little that we know about that basketball team. As far as the UNI Panthers go, I'm going to be interested to see what that conference looks like without Wichita State. I think it was able to survive the loss of Creighton, but losing Wichita State, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic to see it's a one-bid league now.
Yeah. And
very much so.
I didn't want to ask Gary about that when he seemed so excited that UNI was the preseason pick. And, you know, you take a look with Wichita State out of the picture, it opens things up. That's the good. The bad, as you just mentioned, is it's probably a one-bid league at this point.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we have John in Ely. He is going to be with Alex, and Mike in Vinton will be answering my questions tonight. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Good, doing well.
All right. Alex, I'm going to go ahead and let you and John go first. So, Mike, just sit patiently. Alex has 7 questions that he's going to read. John, if you don't know the answer to any of the questions, both of you. Feel free to say pass. We'll move on. And then if there's time left at the end of our questions, we'll come back and reset them. If there's a tie, and we hope there isn't, we'll deal with that when the time comes. So as long as everybody understands what we need to get to accomplish handing out the hairball tickets tonight, Mike and I will take a 60-second timeout while Alex and John get underway.
All right, John, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, your 60 seconds begins now. This pitcher could be making his last start as a Chicago Cub tonight.
Jake Arrieta.
True or false, the Houston Astros have never appeared in the World Series?
False.
What famous NES boxing game turns 30 today?
Well, I'm repeat that.
What popular NES boxing game turns 30 today?
Pass.
This Hall of Fame manager announced today he's leaving his role with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Pass.
This former ESPN basketball writer is now working for the Big Ten Network.
Cap, Andy Cap.
Who do the Panthers play this weekend in football?
Missouri Tech. I don't know.
This quarterback was reportedly no longer practicing with his AFC team, and there's no timetable for his return.
Andrew Luck.
I got four correct answers. Did I count correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, we've got our work cut out for us, Mike, but if you're ready, we'll start off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What prized offseason NBA acquisition broke his ankle in his first game with his new team last night?
Gordon Hayward.
Name the two Chicago Bulls players involved in a fight at yesterday's practice.
Pass.
How many consecutive National League Championship Series have the Chicago Cubs reached?
Three.
Iowa will play two teams that are currently ranked in the top 10 over the final 6 weeks of the season in football. Name them.
Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Which Philadelphia Eagle and former St. Louis Ram defensive end has decided he'll donate the rest of his 2017 salary to charity?
Pass.
The Green Bay Packers will be starting Brett Hundley at quarterback this Sunday against the Saints. Where did Hundley play his college ball?
UCLA.
Which company is former Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino currently suing?
Adidas.
That is a 5-4 victory for Mike in Vinton. John, tough loss tonight. We appreciate you playing. Mike, congratulations. You are off to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena in November to see Hairball.
Hi.
And we're going to put you on hold. Kyle is going to get those tickets for you. Those are on sale right now. You can get them at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. You can also Google Hairball and purchase them through the band's website. That should be a fun evening, to say the least. That is, I dare say, the most competitive and one of the few come-from-behind, down-to-the-wire victories that we've ever had on the 6 o'clock showdown.
I mean, usually when you see the first person get four, the second person tenses up and
I gotta
that
be honest.
Wins more times than not.
I got to be honest with you. We're pulling back the curtain today. The whole Wizard of Oz set up here with Gary Rima talking about being on the air on another radio station when he's normally with us, and we have to pre-record and talk to him earlier on Wednesdays. Since we're revealing this, here is another dirty, dark secret of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Very rarely do we have a tie-breaking question prepared. And so I was getting really nervous when he answered the UCLA question correctly, because had it ended in a 4-4 tie, I didn't know what the tie-breaking question was going to be. And luckily for us, that was a relatively easy final question. Rick Pitino suing in federal court Adidas for besmirching his reputation, basically, which is about as hilarious as you can get. Now, the questions that he did not get, the two Chicago Bulls players involved in the fight at practice yesterday, Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis. Chris Long is donating the remainder of his 2017 salary to education equality efforts in his hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia. As a matter of fact, he was on the Ryan Russillo show earlier today, talking about that. And then you've got the questions that either were passed or missed from my sheet.
So the third question was, what famous NES boxing game turns 30 today?
Nintendo Entertainment System, that should have been the giveaway, and 30 years ago in the right time frame. It's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, released 30 years ago today.
No, never actually played that game. Is it on?
Never?
Was it on Nintendo 64?
No, this is the original Nintendo.
Okay. Tony La Russa, the Hall of Fame manager, announced today he's leaving his role with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Which is, look, they basically demoted him this past season, trying to push him out the door, so he says he's leaving.
And finally, the UNI Panthers play Bo Pelini's Youngstown State Penguins.
Oh, baby!
Wow, that was...
Yeah, you and I, we old babied at the same time.
That was a moment there.
Yeah, semi-erotic and kind of creepy all at the same time. If you missed Gary's segment with us today, podcast.
Great motto for the show.
Podcast will be available at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, you can vote in today's poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will the Cubs stave off elimination in Game 4 of the NLCS tonight? Yes or no. Go ahead and give us a follow, by the way, if you're a Twitter user, at Todd Brommelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, and at KGYM Radio. The road trip driven by Linder Tire, by the way, is returning to Iowa City on Friday. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Stop on in if you're in the neighborhood, and we're going to be on the air from 4 until 7, getting you ready for Iowa and Northwestern Saturday in Evanston, Illinois.
And 5750 on the Hurtian and Stocker text line brings up a good point. The question is Snead or Cup for wide receiver two. For those of you tuning in right now to hear Tristan Cockcroft, he is on his way to Bristol today, so he will move his segment to tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Now, that had me nervous. We've got a couple people that were texting questions in, and I don't know whether they schedule them automatically to send at a certain time or whether, and we haven't done a very good job of promoting the fact that Tristan had to move to tomorrow. Got a little bit nervous, but I saw some other ESPN employees talking about having meetings in Bristol. So hopefully this is not bad news for Tristan. This is just your standard run of the mill. Bring everybody into Bristol and meet. Greg Wyshynski is who I saw tweeting. He just started at ESPN, formerly of Yahoo.com and the very popular Puck Daddy blog picked up by ESPN. This is sort of the time of year where some talent is shuffling around. And Andy Katz going to the Big Ten Network right before the start of basketball season that's huge because they've already got Mike DeCourcy, who's tremendous and was great at the Sporting News. And when the Big Ten Network launched, it was primarily football heavy, and it's always just seemed like their basketball coverage has lagged behind football a little bit. And I think they're trying to close the gap, so to speak.
And it's interesting you say that because the Big Ten Network, despite not having, or at least in the past not having a lot of basketball coverage, has a monopoly really on basketball coverage of the Big Ten strictly. You looked at ESPN last year and there were a lot of guys and women as well who were covering the Big Ten strictly for football. I mean, we had several of them on the show. And this year, I know ESPN got rid of several of those people, but you didn't really have many strictly basketball people covering the Big Ten. So the Big Ten Network was really where you went to find that type of coverage. And I think adding a guy like Andy Katz is big for them because there were just a few of them. I know that some of those guys did a great job. Sean Morris comes to mind and Mike DeCourcy, but adding Andy Katz is a huge addition.
Now, if you asked me in my years of working here at KGYM who the one guest who was the most indifferent or uninterested in actually being on the program with us, who that was, my answer would be Andy Katz. This predates you. A long, long time ago, this would have been...
More than Tom Diener?
More than Tom Diener. I don't know what we ever did to Tom Diener, who went from being enthusiastic and energetic when he joined us to sounding as if he were, you know, being held captive by terrorists. But back in the Balbinot and Brummel camp days, my fledgling radio days here at KGYM, we got Andy Katz on, and I'm trying to remember the reason why we scheduled Andy Katz. And the first time we tried to get him on, I think we had no success in connecting with him. And then the second time that we got him on the air, if I remember right, there was a dog in the background, and it just, it sounded like he was probably trimming his fingernails and doing three or four other things and just absentmindedly 70% paying attention to the questions that were being asked, all while looking at his watch, trying to figure out how much longer these idiots were going to have him on the air. And we got done with him, and I said to Brent, I go, I don't care if it's Andy Katz. I never want to have him on again. If you're going to come on, at least sound like you are interested in being. We have got people all the time who come on, and they probably think, you know, they're talking to a couple yokels in Eastern Iowa, and I completely get that because of the size of this market and things that we don't normally talk about on the air, because even people who work in radio aren't interested in inside technical jargon, but they at least fake it.
Yes, they do. And I'm not going to name this name. I'm not going to tell you who this is.
One of your St. Louis guys,
no,
I'm sure,
but,
who says, stop calling me.
No, but okay. it was a high-profile college football analyst for one of the high-profile networks who we had on the show. And this was when I was the producer. And I don't know exactly how this person ended up on the show. It was that program promoting something. So the person calls in, and it was actually a pre-record. So it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I get a call from the person. I'm like, hello, how's it going? And you just hear, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to be good. And he got on the show with you and Tyler. Hey, guys, how's it going? Great matchups this weekend in college football. You got Clemson against Virginia Tech in a huge ACC showdown. That person I had so much respect for, because you could tell that they weren't exactly excited to be on the radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but they at least faked like they were.
I'm not always excited to be on the radio in Cedar Rapids and Eastern Iowa, but you got to fake it until you make it, right? And I don't have to worry about making it. I just got to continue faking it. 319-366-1600. Yes, if there were ever, I'm surprised 3530 hasn't posited on the Hertin and Stocker text line about the anti-best guest draft. If we ever had to do a draft of people who didn't want to be on the program, there's no better way to possibly put this. I think who's arguably the best number one overall pick in history? I guess maybe Ken Griffey Jr. in baseball? Okay, Andy Katz would be the Ken Griffey Jr. of that draft. He would be, without a doubt, the scouts have looked at all of the talent that's out there, and the consensus would be everybody in America knows that Andy Katz would be number one on that draft.
Not a great motor. Now, not a great motor at all.
You may be thinking, well, now that he's with the Big Ten Network, perhaps he'll be on the air again.
Nope.
I
hate to break it to you.
I would love to know what we did to the Big Ten Network, whether it's in another lifetime or whether there was some incident that I'm not aware of with a former producer or co-host or something. I don't know. But we can't get them to come on in Big Ten country to talk about the network and the matchups and all of that. And we used to 4 or 5 years ago. We had someone every week on Fridays, and it was terrific. And we'd run down the Big Ten games. We sort of do that now inside the Big Hour on Friday with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, who I have a 5 a.m. It's not a 5 a.m. wake-up call. I'm leaving at 5 a.m. on Saturday for Evanston and swinging by Rob's and picking him up, and we're riding together and then going over covering the game and then coming back when the game is over. So,
do you have an iPass?
I do. Good. Let's call it a 4:15 wake-up call.
Had one of those last weekend. Not fun.
That's one of those ones where you either shower the night before you go to bed.
Yes.
Or you just you swipe the deodorant a couple times and go heavy on the cologne that day. maybe wear a cap.
Yeah. A couple extra times with a deodorant usually does it than some cologne. But that is definitely a dirty secret.
That was one of those, do you want to go over the day before? And I go, it doesn't make any difference to leave the night before because you still have to wake up early and then finish the drive in the city. And that's where the traffic is bad. Yes. So you may as well just go over the morning of the game. 319-366-1600. We'll step aside really quick. It is 6:25. When we come back, we'll let you know what's going on at Yankee Stadium. One team still has yet to score. And no, the Cubs are not playing at Yankee Stadium. They're just not scoring at Wrigley Field. Game 4 tonight on the way. We're going to break it down for you coming up in just a little bit. And hear from you on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 366-1600. Number of different things that we can go to tonight as we close out the program. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM after this.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The City of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf. But you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The BX has the versatility to handle a wide variety of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through October 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Kubota, a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Now we've opened up the door to the other side, and I don't necessarily know if we want to go into that universe of, because some of these people are my friends, and I've known them for a really long time, and I don't want to say that they're bad guests or they're not enthusiastic enough when they come on the program, but if you want to talk about people that I never have to worry about seeing again or caring about what they think about me, then yeah, we could do that draft, and Andy Katz would be the number one overall pick. And I think he was getting ready to cook out or something. Maybe he was making dinner, trimming his toenails, making dinner, and the dog was distracting him in the bed. It's not as now. Zach Osterman, who's a friend of mine from the Indianapolis Star and formerly of 24/7 Sports,
always enthusiastic, by the way,
loves coming on with us, and it's great when he's got the dogs in the background because they know he's on the radio, and when he's on the radio, they start barking and making noise, which I think is tremendous. There would be other people, quality control people would say, hey, maybe tell your guests not to have the dog in there. I think it's great because it's a little chaotic. But Zach would qualify for the other draft that you did, the people that actually like coming on the show.
I think he would, might have been drafted, or he was just off the board.
I don't think he was drafted. If we're drafting Indiana beat writers, that's a deep, deep draft. Sorry for you fantasy football fans out there, by the way, for us not being able to help you put your teams together this weekend. Tune in tomorrow, and we will have Tristan. That's going to be a tight window because of Thursday night football and Tristan joining us in the 6 o'clock hour. If your league sets its transactions before kickoff of the first game that week. And most people's waiver wires have already run and everything. We understand that, but Tristan got called home to Bristol, and we'll hopefully hear from him tomorrow on the program. Right now, let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board Update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named a first-team preseason All-American, and as difficult as that can be, he's lived up to it. Midway through the season, he's been named first-team All-America again by the AP, CBS, ESPN, Sporting News, and the All-American website. He was also announced as a quarterfinalist for the Lott Impact Trophy. Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning also appeared on one of those All-American lists, being pegged a first-teamer by CBS Sports. Former Iowa cornerback Greg Maben was released by the Buffalo Bills yesterday, but it didn't take him long at all to find a new opportunity. He announced on Twitter last night that he'd reunite with C.J. Beathard and George Kittle playing for the 49ers. Iowa State basketball had its media day yesterday, and one thing that maybe didn't come as a surprise but more of a confirmation was head coach Steve Frohm saying his team will have to rely on lone returning starter Solomon Young for offense. They'll be looking for quite the uptick, however, as Young averaged just 4 points per game on less than 3 shot attempts last year. The Cyclones also got a big commitment for their wrestling program from David Carr, a 152-pounder ranked the 5th best prospect in the nation and son of former Cyclone Nate Carr. Tonight after the show, we're going to have what could be the final game for the Cubs. Alex Wood will start game 4 for the Dodgers, and Jake Arrieta will make what could be his final start as a Cub at Wrigley Field. The Cubs are trying to avoid being swept beginning at 8 o'clock. Coverage starts right after the show on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
I didn't know whether I wanted to mention this or not because I felt really guilty about it the last time that he came up on the program, but the Minnesota Twins today announced their minor league player and pitcher of the year. They're both former Colonels. The position player of the year is Mitch Garver, who spent some time at the big league level this year in the tail end of the season doing some catching and DHing a little bit for the Twins. And then Minnesota's minor league pitcher of the year this year is Aaron Sleggers, who I shared the story about Aaron Sleggers plugging the toilet at my house when we had the cookout for some of the players the year that he was here. 2014, yeah, and not owning up. Look, I think most people wouldn't own up to doing that. If you thought that you could get away with plugging someone's toilet and not telling them about it, I think most of us, myself included, would just try to slink out of the house and or blend back into the party and pretend like nothing happened. Now, I don't want to necessarily go down this road, but I'm going to go down it just for 35:30. It's one of the worst things that you can do is do something just for one individual in particular. I'm not naming names here, but he is all in now on the idea of doing the reverse draft with terrible guests or just guys that don't bring a whole lot to the table for whatever reason. And this will go down as one of the Tyler and I joked about this for years after it happened. But one guest in particular, we had him on the program. I'm not naming names. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I know who it is.
We had him on the program, and it was right around this time of year, actually. It was around Halloween because the awkward segue when you bring somebody on and you know, I'm guilty of being lazy and just going with, hey, how you doing tonight, or what's up, and all of that good stuff. So we bring him on, and it's some awkward discussion about Halloween. What's your favorite Halloween candy? And there's a little bit of a pause, and I haven't really enjoyed Halloween all that much. When I was a kid, I got a popcorn ball that had a razor blade in it.
Oh,
and
oh wow.
It was just like,
wow,
a bouquet of balloons and somebody took a machete to it. And I looked at Tyler and I was like, okay, good luck salvaging this segment. And we managed. But for years after that, every time that this guest would come on, we would refer to that particular person as popcorn ball. And it became a running joke, and now that it's Halloween, do people still make homemade treats for Halloween? 319-366-1600.
Not really.
Or is that a thing that you no longer can get away with in this day and age? When you trick-or-treated in the Tony suburb of Wildwood in the St. Louis area, did anybody make homemade treats?
No, but I'll tell you that the worst thing that I ever saw.
Did you ever get a razor blade in your popcorn ball?
Okay. No, I didn't.
You ever had a popcorn ball?
Never had a popcorn ball.
They can be good. It's just ball. It's a ball of popcorn. But sometimes
with caramel
it can be caramel. Can have other
chocolate.
Can have other flavors and stuff in it. Yeah,
is that what the Boy Scouts sell? Popcorn.
No,
balls?
They sell the tins with the popcorn that's got different stuff in it.
Okay. Now I was gonna say that trick or treaters back in West St. Louis County use golf carts to get around.
No,
get around their neighborhoods. Ridiculous. And so you have these 14-year-old kids in the middle of these huge neighborhoods driving around by themselves without adult supervision. It's terrifying. Stay indoors if you are in that area.
Did the Kuhn family trick or treat with a golf cart?
No, they did not.
Okay, you got your exercise.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we did.
That's good to know.
What was the oldest age that you ever trick or treated at? What was the last year you ever trick or treated?
Boy. I think I'm taking a stab in the dark here. I think probably 12 or 13.
Kyle?
And that was tough for me because I've always been tall and I've looked older. And so
same.
At 12 or 13, it was like a 16-year-old kid trick-or-treating. And it went over bad. The last year that you trick-or-treat is usually, it ruins the whole thing for you because you get people who are judgmental.
Yes.
And then you start to get kind of, I don't know, concerned about what other people are thinking about you, and you feel guilty about it, and just it sucks all the fun out of it. So 12 or 13, I don't remember. I was traumatized so much by the little old ladies being judgmental.
Did they actually say something to you?
A couple people would be like, oh, aren't you guys a little old to be trick-or-treating?
You'll get some of those.
That's kind of rude.
It is, a certain extent. And just took the candy, and then we moved on. There was one street in DeWitt that it was, quote-unquote, the nice part of town, and it was just a long street, and you went there, and you went down one end and all the way back up, and that's what you did. On Halloween, we've got this is, I think, the second year in a row the wife and I are doing the full size candy bars at our house.
So you want to be the cool house on the block? Is that what you're going for?
No, it's just it is what it is.
Did you
Costco membership for the win? Get the big box of peanut M&Ms or whatever.
Do you get a lot of trick or treaters at your house?
We get about. I think we've lived there now for 3 years, and I think we've got anywhere between 35 and 60, depending on the weather, the last 3 years.
That's a lot.
Now the word is out, full-size candy bars. Yeah. And if I can steal enough KGYM stickers this year.
Now,
throw some stickers into the bag.
If you're a full-size candy bar house, you can't really go back to the fun-size candy bars, can you? Is that
no.
a bait-and-switch type
no.
deal?
There's nothing fun about fun-size candy bars. It's not truthful. There's nothing fun about a candy bar that you can basically swallow without even chewing.
I just remember the would you question
The Milky
last
Way?
Year.
Well, those little tiny squares?
Yeah, you got so frustrated at Tyler and I because you asked us, would you rather have a fun-size candy bar of candy that you actually like, or a full-size candy bar of candy that you don't like? And we both said we'd rather have the fun size, and you're like, what? The
full
answer
size,
is full-size.
Full-size box of Good
Quantity
and Plenty.
Quantity over quality.
Fun-size Butterfinger bar.
And plenty?
I would draw. That's where I would draw the line here. Now, text line is saying that you don't see homemade treats anymore. But last year, one of our neighborhood ladies made these creepy men with jack-o'-lantern heads, Hershey bar bodies, and Tootsie Roll arms. That's 7285.
What is the
line.
Worst thing that you have ever seen a house hand out
bag of
to
pennies.
Kids?
Well, no, Bag of pennies.
I sat back down specifically for this reason. I want to know if you ever ran into this. I had a house just like three or four houses away from my parents' house. They literally used to nickel and dime kids. They would just give you a handful of nickels or a handful of dimes.
Were they older than 80?
They were not older than 80.
Were they older than 70?
They were surprisingly young.
Okay.
I'll say that.
That I'm going to give people 70 and over a pass on. If they want to hand out change, that's fine. If you're under 70 and you're handing out bags of change, you need to evaluate your life.
Just turn the light off, you know? We won't come.
Well, no, that's the worst. People that don't even want to pretend. I would rather get a bag of change trick-or-treating than a house that doesn't have the light on. Yeah.
Also,
it's a fun holiday, people.
It's supposed to be. The homemade treats discussion, just up the street from that very same house, we had a guy, or a family, I suppose, who would grill endless hot dogs. And it was the spot. Before you ended your route around the neighborhood, you had to stop in at the hot dog house.
This is sounding way too much like downtown Iowa City.
It's like a health code violation. Yeah, who's handing out gyros?
Yeah, seriously.
Tailgating and Halloween stuff.
Got a little bit too buzzed on those Tootsie Rolls. Got to head over to the hot dog house.
Yep.
Three ketchup packets from McDonald's, John says on the text line.
No. Well, those poor kids.
It's only October 18th. I don't know why we're going to the well.
It's right around the corner.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, so is Christmas. I hate to break it to you. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you ready if you are still interested in the Cubs and Dodgers Game 4 of the National League Championship Series tonight at Wrigley Field. Can the Cubs stave off elimination tonight? 319-366-1600. We discuss next.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
After a decade spinning my wheels in urban overdrive, I moved my family back to the heartland to plan a better life and sprout my new business. I remember a spirit of cooperation here, but now there's an even closer sense of community. It was only natural that I returned to DePaco for my business loan and insurance coverage. They're a cooperative, using sustainable money methods locally to provide friends and neighbors all kinds of insurance at special co-op discounts. Life and business insurance for me, long-term care for mom. Auto and health for the whole family. Not to mention the happiness insurance. We'll save thousands over a lifetime. Enough to transplant a little of our good fortune into our neighborhood garden project. DePaco is family to me. People working together to help each other grow.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
DePaco Community Credit Union.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure.
Trust.
6:43, you would be the most popular person in Cedar Rapids if you handed out La Cantina gift cards to the kiddos for Halloween this year. Unfortunately, we only have one of them to give away to you right now, so you'd have to hand it out and then quickly turn your porch light off. A $30 gift card, to be exact. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 will take home tonight's La Cantina gift card. And again, three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the newest in the Fountains off Edgewood. Stop on in. Check them out before you go, LaCantina319.com. They've got a Facebook page. Sometimes they've got specials on the Facebook page. I know because I've utilized those in the past. And keep them in mind for all of your meetings, gatherings, family, picnics, reunions, things like that, even tailgates. Yes, La Cantina can cater your next gathering. We'll find out who our winner is shortly. It is still a 4-0 ball game in New York. The Yankees are on top of the Astros, who have just three hits. We've spent so much time talking about the Cubs in the postseason. The Astros have had a tremendous lineup all year long, and their offense has also been lacking in the championship series in the American League. The Cubs in the National League going to try to get the bats going against Alex Wood tonight, and if they don't, it's time to break out the golf clubs and have a little introspection, and it's going to be, I think, an intriguing offseason on the north side of Chicago, because there's work to be done in retooling the bullpen and figuring out what complementary pieces are going to be needed to try to make another run in 2018. But the team last year won the World Series and was the best team in baseball all season long. This year's team was not quite as good, and yet it still got back to the National League Championship Series, and I can't get over the fact that that's not good enough for some people. You're a Cardinals fan. I need you to talk some sense into the Cubs fans who are upset about this.
I mean, I thought coming into the year where I know a lot of Cubs fans were very excited, as well they should be, for the World Series championship. And there's no questioning the young talent that this team has. There's no questioning the lineup, the stars like Rizzo and Bryant, and the complementary pieces like Javier Baez and Wilson Contreras, who are very young and promising. But the thing that I kept hearing was, oh, well, this is a dynasty in the making. You don't use the word dynasty before a dynasty happens. This is a very good team, and a team that will contend year in and year out, but that's not how baseball works. I mean, when was the last time you saw a dominant franchise in baseball? I mean, it hasn't been since the late 90s and the early 2000s with the New York Yankees, where you were constantly seeing one team at the top. Even with the Boston Red Sox, that next year after they won the World Series in 2004, they took them a couple of years to get their second. This Cubs team will be back. They need to revamp their bullpen. They have to... We'll see about the starting rotation, but you just don't go out there, no matter how good of a team you have, and win the World Series every year. Making it to three NLCSs in a row is amazing if you have some context to back it up. And I know you do, Todd, because you've followed this team for a long, long time.
The franchise had never been to the postseason 3 years in a row, ever. And not only did they do it 3 years in a row, but they got to the league championship series. If you want to make a basketball parallel, it's the Final Four. Can you imagine a college basketball team getting to the Final Four 3 years in a row and how that accomplishment would be viewed? And I just, it was a little bit disappointing this year because of some of the stretches that were just, you know, you want to say inexplainable, but it was a different team and a different lineup. And just, I look back on 2016 and it's going to be the outlier. 2016 was special. You go back to Mother's Day and Javier Baez hitting the walk-off home run and all of these little moments along the way where you started to feel and you started to believe that, holy cow, this could be the year. And then the National League Divisional Series against the Giants, where they had the comeback out in San Francisco. And from that point on, I was a believer. And then, well, they played the Dodgers, and for two games, the offense looked exactly like it's looked this entire series so far. And it looked like dire straits, and I'm not talking about Mark Knopfler. And they were able to turn things around last year, and the offense came alive. They came back, they won the series, and then they go seven with the Indians, and it's epic, and people are talking about it being the best World Series ever. Yeah, how can you top that?
You can't.
Now that you look back on it, you go, I guess that was pretty amazing, and there's no way that they were going to top that this year. It's just people are taking this a lot harder than I think they probably should be, and they're also looking for excuses. And does Madden deserve some of the blame? Yes. Does the pitching staff, especially the bullpen, deserve some of the blame? Yes. One run again last night, and not only that, but it was a solo home run. Tell me the last time that the Cubs manufactured a run this postseason. It's been 2-run home run here, 3-run home run there, a solo home run last night by Schwarber. Just they're not doing all of those little small things that they did last year that made them so incredibly unbeatable.
I liken this season to the Cubs to 1999 when I was a fan of the St. Louis Rams. They come out of nowhere. They win the Super Bowl. They go 13-3 during the regular season. They have a magical run through the playoffs. They beat the Buccaneers on a last-second pass to Ricky Prohl. They beat the Tennessee Titans by a yard with Mike Jones making the tackle at the one-yard line. Give the city their only world championship in football ever. And that next year, the defense gets a little bit old. They're not quite as good. Kurt Warner gets hurt for a stretch of the year. They go 10-6, and they lose in the first round of the playoffs in the wild card game to the New Orleans Saints. And the more I look back on that year, 10, 15 years later, at the time you think, oh man, that was a disappointing year. You look back on that year, there's no way with some perspective you can look back on that year as a Rams fan and say that was disappointing with everything that's followed since. And there's no way in 10 or 15 years you're going to look back at this year for the Cubs and say, that was a disappointment of the season, winning 92 games and getting to the NLCS. So, yes, it's kind of they are not nearly as good as they were last year. Things have changed, as things do in baseball all the time. But the season has not been a disappointment. They've run into a better team in the Los Angeles Dodgers.
They were 5.5 games back at the All-Star break. They came back and won the division. I mean, let's give the team a little bit of credit. This is fun, by the way. Adrian Wojnarowski, who is now with ESPN, is still beating his ESPN now colleagues. He has just reported that Gordon Hayward will undergo his surgery tonight. And 23 seconds later, Jeff Goodman of ESPN reports Gordon Hayward will have surgery tonight, according to his agent, Mark Bartlestein. So even though Adrian Wojnarowski is now Team ESPN, he is still getting the scoop seconds ahead of everybody else at ESPN, but that's a quick turnaround for Gordon Hayward as far as getting the surgery, and I don't even want to think about what the timetable for recovery on that is going to be, but you're not going to see him in a Celtics uniform anytime soon, and I felt so bad for Ed on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line earlier today, talking about getting over the defeat of the Indians in the postseason, or the Red Sox in the postseason at the hands of the Indians, and then the excitement of the Celtics season opener, and the debut of Gordon Hayward goes boom as well. Felt really bad for him, and feel bad for Celtics fans, and just a gruesome injury. You never want to see that, especially on the first night of the season. Full slate of games tonight, by the way, as the NBA season is now officially in full gear. We need to take one more break. By the way, before we do that, congratulations to Mark in Cedar Rapids. He was our winner of the La Cantina gift card tonight. Kyle's going to come for one final Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then we will set the table for a special Tristan Cockcroft-filled Thursday edition of the show. Back with more after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for City High football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Man, Masahiro Tanaka absolutely destroyed the Astros today, going 7 innings, limiting them to 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. He's got a 1.38 ERA in the postseason, and the bad news is he's still going, as it's 4-0 at Yankee Stadium, and New York could be up 3-2 in just a few innings, and that's the game that a lot of people are keeping their eyes on, but a lot of people also waiting for Game 4 of the National League Championship Series tonight. We'll have it for you. First pitch at Wrigley Field set for a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight. And before we get out of here, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named a first-team preseason All-American this year, and as difficult as that can be, he's lived up to it. Midway through the season, he's been named first-team All-America again by the AP, CBS, ESPN, Sporting News, and the All-American website. He was also announced as a quarterfinalist for the Lott Impact Trophy. Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning also appeared on one of those All-American lists, being pegged a first-teamer by CBS Sports. Former Iowa cornerback Greg Maven was released by the Buffalo Bills yesterday, but it didn't take him long to find a new spot. He announced on Twitter last night that he'd reunite with C.J. Beathard and George Kittle playing for the 49ers. Iowa State basketball had its media day yesterday, and one thing that maybe didn't come as a surprise but more of a confirmation was head coach Steve Prohm saying his team will have to rely on lone returning starter Solomon Young for some offense. They'll be looking for quite the uptick, however, as Young averaged just 4 points per game on less than 3 shot attempts last season. And the Cyclone Wrestling Program got a commitment from David Carr today, a 152-pounder from Ohio, ranked the 5th best prospect in the nation. He's the son of former Cyclone Nate Carr. And as Todd just mentioned, tonight after the show, we're going to have what could be the final game for the Cubs. Alex Wood will start Game 4 for the Dodgers, and Jake Arrieta will make what could be his final start as a Cub at Wrigley Field. The Cubs trying to avoid a sweep beginning at 8 o'clock. Coverage is going to start right after we get off the air on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
I am not making any predictions for tonight. I'm just going to go home, spend some time with my family, and after they go to bed, I'm going to watch this game. And whether they win or lose, we will talk about it tomorrow on the program. That's all I've got to say about that. Enjoy your evening.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional.